The King of Nepal has returned to his capital after an extended vacation. He arrived in a city where demonstrators have demanded for 8 straight days that he give up absolute power. People are chanting, "We want democracy." Today, police fired rubber bullets and tear gas at protesting lawyers. The United States has canceled a congressional visit to Nepal and told some embassy workers they can leave the country. Reporter Dwathi Saikautau has just returned from Nepal.
Nepal's King Gyanendra dismissed his elected government and took full control in February of 2005. He claimed that this was necessary because the 7 major political parties had failed to control an increasingly powerful Maoist insurgency, which has left nearly 13,000 people dead over the last 10 years. This week's violent protest against the king suggests that the people of this landlocked nation are at an impasse. Pashupati Samsher Rana is chairman of Nepal's National Democratic Party.
Nepal lies between China and India. And if you have a breakdown in the total situation here, which is what it's heading towards, it'll affect these two major countries majorly and the world in general.
He says the king's failure to hold talks with the major political parties has forced them towards an alliance with the Maoist. This, he says, is not the solution for Nepal.
Fundamentally, the power realities of Nepal require the king and the parties to come together. So until that happens, and that would mean that the king would have to take the initiative, start a dialogue with the parties, and he would have to give up his present political position and return to an all-party government.
This is not the direction that Nepal is currently heading. Recently, the 7 political parties met with senior Maoist leaders and agreed on a 12-point understanding to restore democracy to this nation. This pact worries the U.S. ambassador in Nepal, James Moriarty.
The parties have all the right intentions with respect to the agreement. They do view it as a vehicle to try to get the Maoists into the political mainstream. But unfortunately, the Maoists are saying what they want to do is combine their armed struggle with the unarmed struggle of the political parties to topple the monarchy. In other words, they're preaching a Leninist strategy of revolution where they control enough force so that at the end of the revolution, they can call the shots. And frankly, if the king continues to push the parties in the direction of the Maoists, that strategy does have some chance of succeeding.
Roderick Chalmers disagrees. He's an analyst with the International Crisis Group in Brussels, which works to prevent and resolve deadly conflicts around the world. Chalmers says the Maoists want to make a soft landing into electoral politics.
In their heart of hearts, this is a movement that is committed to communist ideology, and that if presented on a plate tomorrow with the idea of running their own totalitarian state would be quite pleased to do so. But they do seem to have realized that in the current global and regional context, this is just not going to be possible. And they seem to have become more and more aware that they simply will not be allowed by their large regional neighbors to turn Nepal into the type of communist country that has been seen in the 20th century.
Chalmers says a unilateral ceasefire declared by the Maoists, which ended in January, showed the communist rebels are disciplined, suggesting that there is a chance to deal with them at the negotiating table.
The top leaders, if they were bought into some sort of compromise settlement, could perhaps bring with them the bulk of their movement. You could try and deal with this movement as a fairly united and disciplined political movement and try and convert it overall, en masse, into a more peaceful mainstream outfit.
Time appears to be running out for Nepal's king, who promised to bring peace to Nepal within 3 years. Instead, the palace has arrested and jailed politicians, pro-democracy activists, journalists, professors and lawyers. India's former Prime Minister I.K. Gujral is a personal friend of Nepal's king. Speaking in New Delhi, Gujral says the king's actions are jeopardizing the monarchy.
The more he delays, the more he resists. People are turning to that point in Nepal that monarchy is dispensable and should be dispensed with.
Government troops are preparing for more intense protests this week. For NPR News, I'm Dwathi Saikautau in Washington.